take a chance. You're listening to the Mutual Audio Network. The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
This episode of Bells in the Bat-Free was originally released September 7th, 2009.
Welcome to episode 94 of Bells in the Bat-Free, and we've got a good show for you today. We have several special guests, and...
Mr. Bell, I've got a special treat for you now, something that's going to bring our ratings sky high.
Hello, Brad. It's nice to see you. What have you got?
Mr. Bell, as we learned in the last episode, and by the way, people who haven't listened to episode 93 should go listen to it.
They can listen later, Brad.
Oh, okay. Yeah. As we learned, vampires aren't in. All the big magazines, People and Us and We and Boys Life, they all say that vampires are in. All the big TV shows, Entertainment Tonight, E, and all those other letters.
Yeah.
They say that vampires are in.
Right.
So I brought you a vampire.
What?
The ratings are going to go sky high.
You brought me a vampire?
Yes, I did. And here he is, our vampire. Hi, how you doing?
This is a vampire?
He's an actual vampire!
Okay. I get the idea. So you're a vampire?
Yeah!
And what's your name?
His name is Count Vladimir Von Evil, the Impalerer! You can call me Elmo.
Uh-huh. And where are you from?
He's from Transmorvania.
Yeah, we call it Yazoo City.
Isn't this exciting? Isn't he mysterious?
Brad, just let me handle this, okay?
Okay, fine.
So, how'd you get to be a vampire?
Got bit.
By another vampire?
I don't know. Could have been a skater.
Brad, what is this all about?
He's a vampire, Mr. Bell. All we have to do is say we have a vampire on the show and the ratings will go sky high.
Can I get some coffee?
You mean blood.
Yeah. Y'all got cream?
Brad, why don't you show Count Evil...
Elmo,
where he can get some coffee.
Blood.
And on your way out, could you please send in my guest?
Oh, okay.
Come on, Count.
Who? You, Count.
Oh, one, two, three, four.
Just follow me.
Okay.
My first guest
is a...
Yeah, that's me.
He's ready for you. Just go on
up.
Yeah, could you just... Brad, could you move over? No, just come...
Pardon me.
Just let him through there. Sir, could you... Just have a seat right over here, sir. Thank you. My first guest is from the new Squirrel TV network, and glad to have you here, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
How would you describe the Squirrel network?
Well, admittedly, we're a lower budget, of course, than the bigger networks, but we hope to grow. That's why we put our focus more on entertainment than on big-budget extravaganzas.
I see. You do a lot of reality shows, don't you?
People love them. They cost next to nothing, yeah.
Can you give us an example of one of your new reality shows?
Certainly. I brought a promo. You mind if we roll this? Yeah, everybody watch this.
Well, they can't watch this. You understand this is an audio podcast, not video.
Audio?
Yes, audio.
Oh, then don't run that first clip. That's from Mimes a Poppin', and... the audience wouldn't guess it. Play clip number two.
All righty.
It all starts with one eligible bachelor.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
And 20 eligible bachelorettes. First, they get to know each other.
Glad to meet you.
Then we let nature take its course.
So, tell me about yourself.
On weekends, I build box kites. You ever build a box kite? You have to build a box kite exactly right because it has to catch the wind in just a certain way.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't build it that way, it'll crash instead of flying. You see, there's a certain ratio of the dimensions of the sides
Please
to the
stop.
Sides that you really have to get exactly
Please
right
stop.
Or it won't go up in the sky, which is where it's
stop.
Supposed to go, because if it doesn't go
Shut
up in the
up,
sky,
up.
Well, it's not a kite, is
no.
it? It's the big...
Well, looks like Bachelorette Susie was the first to reach
the breaking point!
This fall on the Squirrel Network, Breaking Point. Who do you think will break first?
Another presentation of the Squirrel Network.
We make shows for nuts.
Shows for nuts?
Yeah, you know, like peanuts, making it for peanuts.
Uh-huh.
You know, not a whole lot of money.
Okay, I get it. Look, do you have anything other than reality shows?
Oh, definitely. We got that.
Ah, don't mind me. I'll just sit over here in the corner.
Fine.
Who's that?
He's, He's our vampire.
You got a vampire?
Apparently so, yes.
Ooh, that's really gonna boost the ratings.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Hey, you really a vampire?
Yeah.
Say something vampire-y.
Okay, Twilight.
Oh, did you feel that? Did
what?
You feel that?
What?
The ratings jumped 6 points.
Oh.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, let's get back to the squirrel shows. You were saying you had something other than reality shows?
Oh, yes, yes, yeah, we do. But nothing as cool as a vampire.
Oh, for
that is just so cool.
Can you just let us know, please?
Okay, yeah. Let me play this next promo for you. It's clip three there.
Alrighty.
He thinks I'm cool.
She was a very young nun in a very old convent.
Good evening, Mother Superior.
She got along well.
Dum-dee-dum-dum.
Everybody liked her, but nobody knew her secret. At night, when the moon was full. Don't miss the horrifying new series, Creature of Habit.
Another presentation of the Squirrel Network.
We make shows for nuts.
Well, I wish you luck on your TV network, and I hope I'll see you again sometime.
Oh, you will, definitely.
I will?
Yeah, we'll be seeing a lot of each other in the next couple of months.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, I'm sure Brad's filled you in all the details.
What
details?
Well, wait, don't...
Gotta
wait,
go
wait a minute,
see
I want
to...
Wait!
Bye.
Well, what was he talking about? What is Brad up to?
Mr. Bell, this is Ms. Schmackelheimer, Ms. Sadie Schmackelheimer.
Ms. Schmackelheimer, what brings you to the studio?
Odoriferousness would probably be first on the list. There's some... smelly person in the lobby here to see you, and I couldn't possibly stay down there with the waves of stink coming off of this person. I don't know who he is, and I really don't care. And personally, if I never have to be in the same room with him again, it would be too soon for me. But he's here to see you, and he tried to give me a card, but I wouldn't take it because he stunk badly.
Okay, let me ask this. Is he wearing an outfit that looks like a big skunk?
I don't know. He could have. It made my eyes water. You know, I think I've lost my eyebrows with the stench that was coming off of them. Do I still have my eyebrows? I really need my eyebrows. Most
you
people
have
do
one.
Need eyebrows. And one? Oh, great. Now half of my face looks like Whoopi Goldberg. Did you know she has no eyebrows? Isn't that the strangest thing? Have you ever looked at her face? It's just the most bizarre thing. You keep looking and you're thinking, what's wrong with her face? And then suddenly you realize she has absolutely no eyebrows. Who doesn't have eyebrows? And yet she has hair. And she has eyelashes. And she could have
Ms.
a mustache for all I know. And maybe she just waxes it. But what happened to her eyebrows? Yes,
Ms. Schmackelheimer.
Uh-huh?
Just send him in, please.
Okay, fine. I'm going out by way of the back door, and then I'll just wave him through, and that way it'll give the lobby time to air out, and I won't be in the lobby for the rest of the day, because it'll probably take that long for the smell to go away, and I'll be down by the pool, and most certainly do not send this person down by the pool, because that would completely just destroy me, and I feel like I need a zen moment, so I'll be going now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Ms. Schmackelheimer. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Sure. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I think all in all, I'd rather have the smell.
Greetings, Mr. Bell. It is I have returned. I am the Green Skunk.
Why did you break my window?
As a costumed crime fighter, I find it better to come through windows because you never know when evil...
But you didn't come through the window. You came through the door, tiptoed over to the window, broke it, then jumped up real quick and said that you were here.
I was hoping that the magic of theater of the mind... would indicate to your listeners that I heroically came through the window, but you sort of shot that down, Mr. Bell.
Well, I'm not here to...
I even brought background music.
...forward your career. I'm here to do a show. Why are you here?
To forward my career, actually. I am going to stop a terrible crime from happening.
Okay, what kind of crime and how are you going to stop it?
I got a message, an audio message, from my new arch nemesis... threatening a crime, and now my sidekick will play it for you.
You mean Polecat?
Yes, little stinky.
He doesn't seem to be here.
He doesn't, does he? I guess he didn't come through the window with me.
You didn't come through the window, you came through the door. Why don't you see if he's in the hall?
I will see if Polecat is waiting outside.
You broke another window.
I had to see if he was outside.
Well, first of all, the glass is clear. You could just look through the window. And next of all, we think he's in the hall, and that involves opening the door.
Yes. Do you have a fire axe?
Just open it. Turn the doorknob and open it.
Yes, I suppose I could do that. Polecat, Are you out here and ready for action?
Yeah. You closed the door on me when you came in. Now I'm ready for whatever.
Do you have the recording in question?
Yes, I have it. Do you want me to play it?
If you would be so kind.
Blow it out you.
Are we recording?
We are, boss. We're recording.
Wait, I don't think we are.
Yes, we are, boss. I pushed the button.
Shouldn't there be a light blinking or something?
There is a light blinking.
I don't see any lights blinking.
You can't see it from over there.
Oh, for crying.
I'm over here. See? Look, right here. Shelby.
Yeah. All right. Edit this part out, can't you?
Oh, I can edit, right. Yeah.
I'm going to start with the evil laugh.
Right.
So, edit it at the beginning of the evil laugh.
You already did the evil laugh.
The one I'm about to do.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Do you want to count down?
Sure.
All right. 3, 2, 1. This is Dr. Dreadnought, and I'm here to...
That's not your name.
I just made that up.
That's going to be your name?
Well, it's good. It's got alliteration in it.
Okay, if that's what you want.
Now we have to... Can you edit this part out?
Sure.
Also?
Yeah.
All right. This is Dr. I already did that part. You've got me all confused.
Pick up at Dr. Dreadnought.
This is Dr. Dreadnought. At midnight tonight, I am going to rob the Third National Bank, and you can't stop me. I want you to fade out the evil laugh there.
Uh-huh.
That's really classy if you just fade that out, all right?
Okay.
All right. Have you stopped recording now?
Well, that's a lot of work you got
me to
do.
Well, listen, you insignificant twit.
Huh?
I want this ready in 20 minutes. Can you do that?
Yeah, boss.
And don't forget to edit out all that stuff I don't want in there. Then send it off, all right?
Right.
All right.
Okay, then.
Oh, and throw in some echo on the part. You know, some reverberation. Make it sound really evil, all right? All right.
Yeah.
You take care of that.
I've sure.
Got to go prepare for a bank robbery.
Fine.
There you have it, Mr. Bell. The Third National Bank is going to be robbed.
Well, how do you know he's telling the truth? I mean, it seems kind of odd that he would tell you what he's going to do.
He is making a challenge. He's throwing down the gauntlet, as it were, Mr. Bell. He thinks he can do it and get away with it.
Uh-huh, I see. And what do you think about this, Polecat?
I think it's a bunch of hooey. I don't think he's going to rob the bank at all.
Now, little stinky...
Don't call me...
Who here has the crime-fighting experience?
I do!
Yes, it is I. We must contact the police and tell them to surround the bank. And then I shall be there to stop him as he tries to rob it.
He's not going
to
try and rob it.
Farewell, Mr. Bell. We shall return after our triumphant defeat of this new master criminal. Come, little stinker.
Don't call me that!
Yeah, fine. And on your way out, please don't break any more windows. Brad, are you down the hall?
No, I'm not. No, he's not.
Oh, never mind. Just a minute. Yes, Ms. Schmackelheimer.
Is this Ms. Schmackelheimer? Ms. Sadie Schmackelheimer?
Yes, I know, Ms. Schmackelheimer. I'm kind of busy. What do you want?
There's a couple of strange people here to see you.
Who are they?
I don't know. Why would I know this? I mean, they're here to see you. If they were here to see me, I would know who they are.
But I'm not...
If they're here to see you, how would I know who they are?
All right, can you describe them to me?
They're kind of creepy looking. You know what? They remind me of that strange little man who does inventions here.
Arnie.
They could actually be brothers. I wonder if they are. Are they his brothers? Does Arnie have brothers?
Well, let me ask you this. Are they kind of geeky nerds or nerdy geeks?
Sure.
That's Chuck and Craig, then, from Technorama.
What's Technorama?
That's another podcast.
Oh, so you're having people from other podcasts come visit you? Why is
well,
that?
Well, apparently so.
Money? Do you think I can audition for them? Do you think they'd want me to apply my talent to their podcast? I can do that for a nominal fee.
In
I'd be happy to do that, and it would just
to
be...
What? The studio.
What about the studio?
Send them into the studio.
Oh, sure. Mom, no problem. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Hey, Mr. Bell. How you doing, man?
Hi.
It's good to see you.
Look, I don't want to be rude, but
Is Arnie here?
No, he's not.
I want to talk to Arnie. I want to see Mr. Bell.
Yeah, well, I just...
We got a letter that came over to our studio. We thought we'd run it over to you.
A letter?
Yeah.
For me?
It was delivered by accident.
Why are you wiggling two fingers of each hand up in the air when you say accident?
It was... Open when we got it.
What?
I swear.
Honest.
The steam had nothing to do with it.
Steam?
And then Craig had to read it.
Couldn't help it.
Out loud.
On our show, actually.
You read it on your... May as well read it to me. Everyone else in the world has heard it.
It says, Dear Mr. Bell.
That was for me, all right.
We have received your application for your podcast license renewal for fiscal year 2010.
Well, that's good.
Under the current standards and practices agreement, we cannot grant a license at this time due to the following conditions.
What?
It says you have to submit an earnings report for 2008 and 2009.
That'll be easy.
And you need to comply with all OSHA standards in the workplace.
Oh, cheese and crackers.
Finally, it says that you need to satisfy environmental concerns regarding housing of the Cowlitz on the premises.
That could be the tough part.
You have until episode 100 to complete your format change and comply with federal podcasting regulations, at which time you may refile.
I'm not changing.
Signed, Clinton from Comedy Forecast.
Clinton's in charge of that?
That sounds official.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Bell, we'd be happy to help you with the format change, sir.
There's not going to be a format change.
We heard there was.
No, absolutely not. Sorry about that.
Well, how do you explain the billboard out there that says,
billboard?
Wait for the new format on show 100? It's even got Arnie's picture, big as life, on the side of the highway. I heard you were going with a dryer lint podcast.
Dryer lint.
Is it true? Is it true? You're changing formats?
No, look.
The forums are going nuts.
Huh?
All six of us.
Gentlemen, I hate to be rude, but scram.
We're out of here.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll smell you later. Uh-huh. I mean, see ya.
Right.
Mr. Bell, Brad,
what's this a Squirrel Network guy said about?
I'll talk to you about that in a minute. But right now, turn on the TV. There's something really exciting going on downtown. A bank robbery.
What time is it?
It's midnight, Mr. Bell. It's exactly midnight. Turn on the TV.
I bet I know what this is. Let me turn this on.
At the site of the Third National Bank, where at the stroke of midnight, absolutely nothing happened. However, across town at the Fourth National Bank, there was an explosion and a robbery began. Let's go now live to the Fourth National Bank with the only reporter who happens to be there because it's near his home.
Holy cow, it's exciting here. People running around, there's smoke in the air, flames, but not a policeman can be seen because for some reason they're all across town at the Third National Bank. Oh, wait, here comes the bank robber. He's coming out of the bank now. He seems to be saying something. Well, that's rather cryptic. Excuse me, Mr. Bank Robber, do you have time to say something really quickly to our listening audience?
Yes. I would like to give a personal announcement to the Green Skunk and the local police department. In exactly 1 hour, I am going to be at the First Street Art Museum, where I am going to steal the Royal Lump of Coal. And no one can stop me. Remember, that's on First Street, the Royal Lump of Coal. Farewell. You'll never get me. Well, if that don't beat all, let's take you back now to the Third National Bank location, see what's happening there.
Still nothing, I'm afraid. It's deadly dull here, but wait, the Green Skunk seems to want to say something. Go right ahead, sir.
You think you can get away with this next robbery, but you won't. I'll be there. The police will be there, and we will stop you at the First Street Museum. You will not get the Royal Lump of Coal. I promise you that. Signed, the Green Skunk.
You're not really signing anything, though, are you?
Sort of a metaphor.
Not physically, but we'll go back now to the studio for other breaking news.
In other news, in a completely unrelated story, the Gargantua Diamond has arrived at the 101st Street Museum, exactly 100 blocks away from the First Street Museum, where a robbery is expected to take place in 1 hour. This giant diamond is worth billions of...
You're right, Brad. That was very interesting and was a nice ending to an earlier setup.
Yes, it was.
But I need to know what obligations I have with the Squirrel Network. Mm. The fella hinted that...
Yes, well, you see, the obligations you have are twofold.
Twofold?
The first fold is that you need to run some Squirrel Network promos every so often.
How often?
Like right now.
Now entering the courtroom. He says that his neighbors' parties are much too loud and they never respond to his request to turn down the music, and he is left to try desperate measures. He is Mr. Smith. She says that her parties are nice and quiet and that her neighbor is just mad because he never gets invited because he's a real jerk who mows the lawn in his underwear while her parties are in progress, ruining everybody's appetite. She is Miss Boom Boom Latour. This is the Supreme Court, where every week we bring in an actual Supreme Court justice to hear your legal cases. We are not allowed to reveal the identity of our Supreme Court justice, so he or she must remain absolutely anonymous. And now, behind the mystery curtain, is our anonymous Supreme Court justice ready to begin?
See.
All rise for...
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bell, it's an emergency.
What is it?
Come with me, Mr. Bell. Look out the window. Out the parking lot. What do you see?
At the parking lot. What do I see? There's a giant crack in the parking lot. It's widening, and there's fire and flame and lava underneath, and it's spewing forth some very foul odor, and that's not all. What are those white things?
Those are snowballs, Mr. Bell. For some reason, a crack to the netherworld has opened up, and snowballs are coming flying out. And what's even worse, look up in the sky.
What are those? They're pigs.
Pigs with wings swooping around and being hit by snowballs from...
Yes, snowballs from the netherworld, Mr. Bell. Don't you see what this means? Don't you see? What this means?
No.
Neither do I. I was hoping you could explain it.
Mr. Bell, what is that?
It's my emergency red hotline phone, only to be used in the case of the direst emergencies.
You better answer it, Mr. Bell. Let me explain what's going on.
Yeah, answer it, Mr. Bell. I'm scared.
All right. I'll answer it. Hello? Yes? What?
What is it?
Bell's in the bat free. Won a Parsec Award.
Ooh, dang good thing I'm here.
You have been listening to episode
94
of Bells in the Bat Free.
The award-winning Bells in the Bat Free.
All contents are copyright 2009 by John Bell.
The award-winning John Bell.
Stop it. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time. Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free. It's a comedy podcast. Fridays and every other Sunday. Well, anyway, back in episode 5 of Bells in the Bat Free, we introduced the cowlets, tiny little cows.
Where did all these cats come from?
They're not cats, they're cows, and they're heading toward the water cooler. Stop it before...
Now you can display your love of these tiny cows with genuine cowlet t-shirts.
You know what's really fun to do with these shirts? Get a whole bunch of people to buy them. Then you all gather together and run down the street. People will see these cowlets coming toward them and think it's a stampede.
You think that would really work, Brad?
Shh, I'm pushing for bulk sales here.
You can also get cowlet mugs, clocks, and other items. Just go to thebatfree.com and click on shop.
This is a limited time offer.
No, it's not.
You just do not understand advertising, do you?
Get your merchandise today with the official cowlet design created by Jeff Music.
Buying lots of them would bring music to my ears.
Oh, stop.